This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We start the roll to another week, and there are tariffs to talk about. And there's the ex-CIA engineer who's been charged with a massive leaks to WikiLeaks. How about that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And as you know, in this show, we rock and roll in the direction of what's really the conversation that's happening in your backyard and mine. So besides what's rolling downhill from Washington, I've been keeping you up to date on the lava from the Hawaii volcano. And I'm telling you, folks, I feel fortunate that I was on the Big Island. I cannot believe some of the video that I've seen from Kilauea. And while there's other volcanoes that are going off politically, I want to talk about this lava for a second. I mean, for over a month, this thing has been spewing thick, slow-moving lava. I mean, a river of this stuff going across the island. So they have these fissures, and they explode up, and then the magma under the surface is hotter than more fluid and less crystallized, and it's a nightmare. And because I've been there, I know what people are doing. They want to get as close as they can to see it, but it is so crazy dangerous, and then it is dumping into the water. But we'll talk more about that. It's been erupting for 37 days. We haven't seen that in a very, very long time in my lifetime. We have not seen that. All right, other eruptions are happening. Bob Ney joins us now from our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. And Bob, speaking of other kinds of explosions, I think this story is huge. You even sent me a link to it, and I was reading about it, about this ex-CIA engineer who's been now charged with this massive leak to WikiLeaks, because, you know, Joshua Schultz is just 29, right? But he's been charged in this new grand jury indictment, and I guess he just had a treasure trove of U.S. government stuff that he turned over to WikiLeaks that was pretty damaging, huh?
Oh, yes, Kate. I mean, this is one of the major leaks of our time, and he was an ex-CIA engineer, and he has this leak. The grand jury, of course, is indicting, and it's to WikiLeaks. And, you know, what amazes me most about this, how on earth are, you know, these contractors or these employees, whether it's CIA, NSA, private contractor like Eric Snowden, how can they get this vast amount of information out to people? And this was how they found out. There was a child porn case that was revealed in court that Schultz, this man, was a target of the investigation into WikiLeaks. And then, of course, the release of the CIA collection was known as Vault Number 7. So it must be a treasure trove of information that has now gotten out there.
Yeah, so we'll wait and see what happens with that. But, man, that's, boy, it's crazy. And you know, that changed, of course, some of the policies of how they were doubling up on who they're hiring, these contractors, all that kind of stuff. I mean, kind of rippling all the way through the CIA and some of the people that they contract out with some of the big companies, right?
Right, and this is not the only one. Last June, they had a National Security Agency contractor, Reality Winner, was arrested on charges of leaking online publications. In March, they had one in Minneapolis. Terry Albury was charged with the leak to the intercept of the FBI's procedures. I mean, and then James Wolfe. I mean, so this is the fourth in a row. I can't imagine how they're going to continue to let this go on. I mean, there are electronic ways to, you know, sort of prevent this type of thing from happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Another big story today, and this is one I say that America Tonight people are talking about, this former First Lady Laura Bush. She couldn't help herself. She spoke out on Sunday night about separating families on the border. It was in the Washington Post. It kind of was pumped out all over the place. She said it was cruel and immoral. She said she lives in a border state. She appreciates the need to enforce and protect the boundaries, but this zero tolerance policy is just cruel. It's immoral. It's awful.
Yes, and, you know, in 2015, George Bush started this, what they called like a streamlining process. Barack Obama did it, and that was to allow for actual prosecution of people. So it allowed the government to say, you're coming in, we can prosecute you. And at least that was maybe a way to keep less people here or to deal with people, especially if they had a criminal background. But at that point in time, they didn't, you know, split families. Now, there's two things of why this is going on, two different directions. One is that President Trump, and this is, I think, awkward to say the least, has said, well, this is a wedge to be used against the Democrats to get immigration reform if he does this with the families. But the second reason, and nobody really is talking about this, Kate, too much, the second reason is to send a message to people out in Mexico that are trying to come across, if you come here, we're going to separate you from your families. And in the, you know, Latino community, Mexican community, families are a big deal. And so some people may be dissuaded from coming here if they hear that. Now, again, this is an ugly way to say that this is our policy, but that's another reason they're doing it.
Yeah. Boy, and then speaking of that, the House plans to vote on two immigration bills this week. Tell us about it.
One of them is not even on life support. It's going right straight to the graveyard. That's the conservative version. That one's done. Now, the second one is a compromise. The president likes it. And right now, most people on the Democratic side don't like it. And really, the conservatives do not like it. So I think that one's on life support. I can't imagine where anything's going to come out of there. And, of course, this is now a brand-new erupted issue. Since you and I have been talking the last 3 months, I mean, this has jumped way fast-forward as a midterm election issue in the fall. How it will end up, I don't know. Everybody's all over the board. But I just can't see where they're going to solve anything this week. Now, Paul Ryan, you know, they had the discharge petition, so he's satisfying the discharge petition by saying we'll have a vote. I just don't think they're going to pass either of the two proposals.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then finally, we have a couple of minutes left. Anti-Trump text messages and then having the affair with somebody that he worked with. Now he's, you know, he wants to testify. He's willing.
Yes, this is the CIA or the FBI agent, you mean?
Yeah, FBI.
Yes. Well, he... you know, I think he was trying to look, frankly, macho for his girlfriend. We're going to bring Trump down, et cetera. But as an agent with the Hillary Clinton email investigation, he shouldn't have been doing that. But I think he's willing to come tell his story. I don't believe there'll be a lot that will come out of this, frankly.
You don't think so? All right, so just more, it's more like rumory, late-night TV comedy fodder. I mean, the jokes abound about the sex and what were they saying and all that stuff.
Yeah, this is like Dynasty comes to the FBI or something. I mean, when you look at all of this. Yeah, look, can you imagine he wants to go on a dinner date? This is his girlfriend, his mistress, and he's like, hey, I'm going to bring the president down. You want to go to eat tonight? That's basically, and it's not right what he did, but there's a lot of
crazy
personal foolishness involved.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, always a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, big story about Laura Bush. What do you say out there? We're going to go to the mailbag, but certainly you can chime in and throw in your two cents. I know you're listening to us in New Jersey and New York, in Portland and in some other places. Let me throw out the digits, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side here on ATN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're gonna hit the mailbag. Joe, Phil, all have some thoughts about Laura Bush criticizing the separation policy that's going on right now, the former First Lady. I threw out the digits. If you want to dive on that with your opinion, you can do so. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Richard, who's listening to us in Louisville. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Well, hi, Kate. How are you? I think Barbara's a good woman, and I think she expresses pretty well the feelings of just about all of us. Nobody really wants families separated, but of course there's a problem here that people have broken the law, and they're having to be arrested. And the question is whether whether authorities are going to arrest the children as well as the parents that have done that have violated the law. And so that's the reason they have to separate the children out. And it's been that way for a long time. And Barbara's husband, Laura's husband, was part of that whole activity of separating out the children from the parents, along with, and so was Clinton, and so was Obama. So nobody really has a solution. Everybody knows what the problem is, but nobody has a solution. But it's going to be we know what happens when you just let people in willy-nilly and there's no vetting. We know what kind of ugliness that creates, so what's the alternative?
Yeah, that's that, Richard. That's it. What's the answer to the problem that should have never happened? But we know, you and I both know, we can't go back in time, because even Reagan had policies on the books; they just weren't enforced, and it just exploded the problem at the border year after year. But we can't. But again, we can't go backwards. We have to go forward. So what do we do? How do we fix this problem? And it is a problem. So
yeah, we have the same problem with American citizens that break the law and have to be separated from their children. And you know, we're having some things going on, like Angel Tree camps, for summer camps for children of incarcerated people, and
right.
But that's not either. The answer is for people to obey the law. You know, that goes back to the Bible, just obey the law. People don't want to do that, so we got, that's why the problem continues. That's, you know.
Yes, Richard, thanks for
thank you.
We've got some other callers. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in. You can tell Richard's compassionate and saying, well, what do we do? And here's the thing. I agree with what Laura Bush is saying, because the problem is this. As somebody who I spent a week with Border Patrol agents, listen, nothing makes me more infuriated that these that the illegal immigration pipeline wasn't shut down faster, and that, yeah, you're always going to have some people to get through, but purposely so many were allowed to get through. Let's be honest about it. And they were workers. So now it's like, okay, now we're going to clip people off. And this thing that's awful is when you see really little children, and that's, of course, some of what we're seeing, where you're talking about like a two-year-old that is being separated from their mother and father. Oh, that is just, I mean, children that are 4, 2, 3, 4, and they're going to have to be at a detention center. I mean, this is what's happening. So, of course, they're distressed because they're pulled away from their parents. They're with strangers. I mean, it is a nightmare. It is. How much of this is happening? I mean, you've got kids that are choking on words and crying hysterical. And, of course, we're seeing it all because there's audio of it and videotape of some of this. And, you know, you got to stop. Here's the thing. You got to stop them at the border. Do not. I mean, it's the same thing we keep saying. You got to stop them at the border so they're not crossing over, so you're not separating. I mean, that's the gist of it. What can you do to completely stop it, that there's not these leaks so that we don't have this situation? And this is, and trust me, it's going to be more out of control, because guess what? There are people that are going to intentionally try to do this. You don't think that those coyotes are going to try to do that? Of course they are. Anything, they're trying to make money off of any of the people, the poor people that are trying to get over. They're intentionally going to just make this, intensify this even more, because they know this is a way to conquer and divide. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good evening. How are y'all doing?
Good.
I guess we're going to have to get drag out the laws, see who signed them. You know, all they want to do is play the blame game. So just drag out those laws, see who signed them, then turn around and start building that damn wall.
Yeah, you know, all the jokes about the wall, they're really going to have to do the wall, because I really believe, in fact, I heard this from an agent. So to amplify it, Pete, you know this, intentionally coyotes are bringing more kids over, encouraging that, because they know this is a way to get coverage for this is a horrific thing. That's what's happening, part of it.
That's what I say. Drag out the law. Show everybody who signed it. Trump hadn't signed the damn thing.
No.
You know, and just say, okay, now we're going to do something about it. We're going to build a wall and start. And there's jobs for people right there. Put the wall up. Be done with it. We don't want to be like Europe and getting all jacked up.
Right. And because it's going to be the same scenario, we're going to have 2 and 3 and 4-year-olds crying, being separated, being put in these care centers, and then what happens? And then the parents have to go through the prosecution. I mean, it takes too long.
Those care centers are probably the best thing those kids have ever had. They got in hot and cold water, electricity, all that yard, covers, beds, you know. Get the churches involved. But, you know, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. You know, this is our hurricane. We're having a hurricane of people coming this way.
I agree. It is our hurricane of humanity, and how we deal with it is so important right from the get-go. Thank you, Pete. Quickly, let's go to Dennis in Louisville. Hey, Dennis, your thoughts.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I see the optics, I see the kids, and it's very sad and everything. But where have they been? It's like when the Parkland shooting happened and they took over the airwaves with this David Hogg, we didn't hear any of this. These people popped back up on command. It's like they're being organized and told to storm the border at a certain time. It's happening from the left in this country. The Bushes should shut up because they funded a wall after 9/11. I was in New York City on 9/11. We paid for a border wall. They stole the money and didn't build the wall. And now this guy's wife is here talking about these kids. They shouldn't even be getting into the country because we paid her husband to build a wall and he didn't do it.
You're right that there was. I was in New York, too, and there was massive discussion about that, Dennis, and nobody really has brought that up.
There was not just discussion about it. They funded a wall through the Congress.
Yeah, there was funding.
He had the House. He had the Senate. He had the House. He had the White House. They paid for the wall, and they didn't do it, and they used the money for something else. And now his wife is here to tell Donald Trump something? I'm sorry. You know, I mean, this is all being organized. I'm not going to say who. We all know who it is, organizer-in-chief, running a shadow government in D.C. there, and this is all being done to destroy Trump. So it's sad for the kids, but I'm sorry, man. I got to just lay off and let Trump decide what to do. I'm not going to opine because this is being done to create a Donald Trump is mean and he hates kids kind of an optic, and that's not the case.
I agree with that. That is not the case about he hates kids and that's what he's doing. Dennis, good opinion, and I'm gonna come back with more on that because when I say good opinion, he's right about Bush signing the Border Security Act. Remember, that was that new law, and it was a lot of people didn't like it because they thought it was like the Berlin Wall, but there was funding for that, absolutely. Hang with us, more to come on the flip side on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There's been a whole lot of back and forth from both sides of the aisle about immigration policy, specifically that policy of separating illegal immigrant children from their families, the president calling it sad.
If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children.
He says this is something that Congress could easily fix. Meantime, the White House press secretary continues to defend the president's observation that the Russia investigation is nothing more than a witch hunt from the briefing room, saying,
"The president's been clear. He was obviously very involved in his campaign, and he's laid out a number of times that there was no collusion, and he strongly feels this is a witch hunt."
This all comes after a question about a comment from FBI Director Chris Wray that Robert Mueller's investigation isn't a witch hunt during a Senate hearing on Monday on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Self-delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
Let's get a mailbag.
I feel like I'm in a Lincoln Tunnel. Speaking of walls and tunnels. America Tonight, we're talking about Laura Bush's comments, and a lot of you reacted to that in the mailbag, kind of some agreeing with her and a lot disagreeing with her. Before we go there, though, we're going to go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. I want to get on this to hell with Laura Bush and her crybaby routine and anybody else that feels the same way. Look. Rush Limbaugh laid out the complete scenario from Obama on, and everybody that's been involved in this, and the news media didn't do anything about it. Now, I've got an idea. Since they've already been given amnesty by Mexico to come from Guatemala, El Salvador, and the other parts of Central America, okay, that's Mexico's problem. And from now on, we should charge Mexico for their upkeep that we're taking care of the kids that got here and the prosecution of their parents for the illegal acts that they're perpetrating and just finance it through that situation where Mexico pays for that as well. And tell them no more. If you don't stop, we're going to forget about the wall. We're just going to start taking parts of Mexico and just annex the damn thing. Annex, say, 200 miles a year. All of Mexico. 200 miles. Just wipe it off the map. It's now the United States of America, and it's under our control. And all the people there, you move out. You go back to Mexico. Now that's
I like that we send the bill to Mexico. I think we were trying, Parkland Hospital was trying to do that before.
If they don't want to do that, forget the damn wall. Just annex Mexico. We have no problem with us is militarily, and if they want to get it financial, we'll take it right to their wallets. It's their responsibility. They let those, because they've already given those people amnesty to come through Mexico. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. Mexico
That's
has
right.
a stricter law against immigration than we do. And if they want to play this crybaby routine about the poor little people, that's the left-wing news media. Rush broke it all down today. I listened to every word of it, and I agree 100%. And I agree. We need to do something about it, so let's do it now. Start charging Mexico for the wall and for the people that we're taking care of. It's our money that they're wasting. Let's give it right back to Mexico and say, okay, you are going to pay for it. And no more avocados from Mexico, no more anything from Mexico, no more business with Mexico, period. Either way, we don't ship to them, they don't ship here. And boy, I tell you what, that hits the little wallet real damn quick, and they're going to go, wait a minute, we didn't know this was going to go. No, 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 you knew, and now you're going to pay. You're going to pay. That's it, baby.
I like the idea of the, there's no question, Dan, I like the idea of, and I've said this before, I like the idea of Mexico paying, but they're not going to because it's to their benefit. They know the dollars come back, and that's what gets dumped into their economy. So it's like no looky, no tell. You know, boom, you just go right across the border. They don't care if their people go across the border. They don't. It's on our side. That's what the Border Patrol is doing, trying to stop them running after them in all these porous areas. So that same cat and mouse game. We already all know that, right? It doesn't happen on the other side because they don't care. So Dan makes the point, and I agree, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to pay. Plus, you think about this. We are absolutely, at least right now, we're not going to cut off Mexico. We just did a deal for the Olympics for, not the Olympics, for World Cup for 2026. So that's North America. That means we're in that deal with Canada and Mexico, whether it's Chile or not. You know what I mean? And maybe because it's, what, 8 years away, okay. But I don't, I just think there's going to be more maneuvering. So if there's been conversation before, and there'll be more conversation, but it's not going to be cutting off Mexico. Trump's not going to do that, at least not in the near future. The idea of billing them, I love. Of course, you're right. Why do you let them cross? What about on your side? Why are you allowing that to happen? Why don't you stop it? Because you want the money. Because the people come over, and not everybody's a, of course, the felons, the bad guys, yeah, they come in, that's awful. But then the people who are trying to make a living because the living is open for them, and because Mexico wants them to go over, they practically roll out the red carpet for them. Even in those Spartan areas, they know what's going on. They know exactly what's happening. So we're not in a partnership to stop illegal immigration. We're not even in a partnership to stop the drug flow, although they'd make you think there is. But you go back in history and you look at some of that, or talk to some of the DEA agents from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and they'll tell you some of the nonsense that went on. So this is the problem. This is part of the problem. I agree with the bill. They tried to do that at Parkland Hospital. Look, we're treating all these people that have no insurance that are here illegally, so we're going to bill you. They're from Mexico. And, of course, they don't pay that bill. But that would be the solution, wouldn't it? Here's what the bill is. You pay it, and then it's fine. You pay it, and that's okay. But the constant cries of the children is terrible. And we shouldn't even be at that point. That shouldn't even be allowed to happen because of stopping people before it gets to that. But like I said, you can't push time in the bottle from what happened before. All right, a couple of, let's go to the mailbag because we definitely said we were going to go to the mailbag. I want to make sure we get this in. And a whole bunch of people, including I'm going to throw in a few more names that are on the Laura Bush shouldn't have said that side. So you have Bernie, you have throw in Bernie, you throw in Jake, and you throw in Pete. And they all say, basically, I'll just read what Pete said. Is I used to like the former First Lady Laura Bush. she doesn't realize she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth. I understand that she doesn't have to have the same opinion as her husband, who is president, but saying that she appreciates the need to enforce and protect the borders, but it's the zero tolerance policy is cruel, it's immoral, and it breaks my heart, then she should have told her husband that he should have followed through and built the wall. So we go back to the wall, and there was the funding for the border fence. Remember that? The $1.2 billion bill to build the 700-mile border fence, that was going to happen, and then they were going to hire 1,500 border agents, more Border Patrol agents. And they did hire some, but the wall never happened, right? That didn't happen. So we go back in history, and here we are. We're at that point where what do you do? What's the advice? Okay, now if you're building a wall, and you really are building a wall, then you're still going to deal with the separation of the parents from the kids. And how do you deal with that? The kids are going into these care facilities while the parents are being prosecuted, and then they're being sent back, because then that's what they're ordered to do. They're going to be ordered to be sent back. So I think we're just going to keep seeing more of this. This is the video we're going to see. These are the photographs we're going to see, and they're going to be ugly. We're going to see it on the morning news. We're going to see more film crews show them, and that's what's going to appear. And it's going to make people cringe. And here's the thing. There are people who are raising money to try to help the families. There was a story about a couple that set up a Facebook fundraiser a couple of days ago, and they have almost $4 million, something like that, and they're reuniting parents with their child, one of them for sure, and they're hoping to have more of that happen. They're just taking a bunch of families, so they've had a lot of people donate the money, and they say now that 2,000 children have been separated from their parents. So they're trying to figure out, okay, so we take the money and we're doing this pro bono, and we figure out a way to reunite them. And that's what the Department of Homeland Security announced, that about 2,000 kids had been separated from the parents in a six-week period. And that's that zero tolerance policy that Laura Bush, of course, is talking about. And this is the crackdown on immigrants who cross the border illegally by criminally prosecuting them, and the children can't be held in criminal detention, so they're separated. And a lot of people are reacting to this. Homeland Security's Kirstjen Nielsen defended the Trump administration policy on Monday. She said, look, we have our job to do. We will not apologize for doing our job. This administration has a simple message. If you cross the border illegally, we will prosecute you. And then, you know, a lot of people have been saying, okay, so it's time for the parents of the innocent children to do the right thing by not putting themselves in that situation. So don't put yourself in that situation. It is a very dark, crazy time, yes. But there's the other point of that. You cannot, this is for real. So you can't put yourself in that position, because if you do and you get caught, this is exactly what's going to happen. There, you are going to have a separation. And then everybody's going to be sent back anyway. So you're not going to get to stay. Didn't we know it was going to come to this? Come on. Raise your hand if you knew that was going to happen. I have my hands up. I see like hundreds of hands going up. I have the special America Tonight glasses where I can see across the land. Invade the Man Cave. That's coming up here on America Tonight.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Some sports, getting you ready, actually, for the NFL. Is anyone going to watch the NFL this year? There's a new anthem policy. I think that may help bring some people back that left, but a bottom line is we're not even into training camp yet. We're like, what, 5.5 weeks away from that, or 5 weeks away from training camp, depending on what training camp we're talking about. So, in the meantime, here's what else is happening. What do you do when you're the head coach and you win the Stanley Cup, the biggest prize in the NHL? You resign. So Washington Capitals head coach Barry Trotz has resigned from the team. He's a free agent, basically, in the coaching ranks after he led them to their first Stanley Cup. And he said, after careful consideration and consultation with my family, I am doing that. He said, I came to Washington 4 years ago. We had to... a goal in mind, and that was to win the Stanley Cup. And we had an incredible run. We did it. And I thank the Caps owner and team president, GM, and thanked everyone. He said, that's just, I have to move on. So here's what the belief is. He didn't have a contract after the season. There was a two-year extension on his contract. If he won the Stanley Cup, the extension was negotiated in 2014. And that was a before head coaches like Mike Babcock from the Leafs and some others exploded. You ready for this? You know what I'm going to say. Exploded the coach's salary market. They got huge deals. So he just won a Stanley Cup. He's seeing what they're getting. Yeah, he's going to want more money. So that's part of it, right? They tried to renegotiate an extension, but they couldn't come to terms. So they couldn't get over the hump, and they decided, you know, so that's, he decided he was going to resign. So now there's speculation that he could go to the New York Islanders, the only team without a head coach. So that could happen. They could pay him the money he wants. There's a lot of coulds that I just threw in there, so I don't know. He's rolling the dice, but he has the good res, and, you know, the coaching carousel is like a Zamboni that just doesn't stop. It goes round and round and round, and there's less patience these days. And so he's a commodity, and he knows if he has to wait it out a little bit, he'll still get the good pickings eventually, and that's what that's about. NBA. If you're a fan of the game, the great game on the hardwoods, the biggest story, you know this already, LeBron James swept by the Golden State Warriors, but yet making the finals for 8 years, LeBron himself. And, of course, the last 4 years, Golden State winning 3 of 4, but the Cavs winning 1. So what's he going to do? This question has been answered or tried to have been answered by so many people. There is no great insight into LeBron James. There are a zillion reasons why he could stay, and then there are a zillion reasons why he could go. But that's the off-season question mark. There's other free agents to talk about. Kawhi Leonard, who plays for the Spurs now, that's another name that gets thrown around, that he might be part of a three-way trade, and this could happen, and what if he went somewhere and LeBron, and they went to the Lakers, but it's all speculation and rumors. There's nothing hardcore out there yet, right? Nothing at this point. So I didn't mean to skip over this, but if you are a soccer fan, you know the guy, I can't remember his name now, who does a goal, 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 always my favorite, because I don't know how you keep doing that. But World Cup is back, and World Cup soccer is in full swing in Russia as of last week. So there were a few games that were played on Monday, like Sweden beating South Korea 1-0, Belgium beating up on Panama 3-0, and jolly old England beat Tunisia 2-1. But those aren't the major stories. Some of the major stories included the fact that Russia opened things up, and in opening up the games, the World Cup games in Russia, there was conversation about what would it be like, and would the infrastructure be there, and all of that, and somehow they pulled it off. Somehow it's okay, right? And Russia took on Saudi Arabia on Thursday, and guess what? They beat them 5-0. So there was conversation about that. And then there was the story about Iceland. So if we go all the way back to me, Iceland tying Argentina, right, is huge. The fact that they ended up with a point from one of the best teams in soccer with one of the best players is very, very big. And so it ends in a draw. They call it a draw. And Portugal and Spain, same thing, ends in a draw. Very big story. As I mentioned to the Russians, the 5-0, huge. Saturday was interesting. Not just because of Iceland, but because of a couple of other things. Because that you also had Denmark being Peru 1-0. You had France, and they're trying to really get it together. They beat Australia 2-1, and that was a pretty decent storyline, too. But the biggest of the big, Mexico. While we're talking about all this stuff on the border and what's happening in the world of sports in Mexico, they were celebrating beating Germany. That's the Goliath in soccer. So beating Germany, are you kidding me? 1-0? Big, big story. Then you've got Switzerland and Brazil in a draw at 1. So, pretty wild. A very wild weekend from World Cup. And FIFA, you know how FIFA, the most corrupt organization in sports that you could ever talk about. But anyway, FIFA on top of things with the World Cup standings. And who's doing what to who and how many points do they have? And Mexico has 3 points. Sweden has 3 points. But there's still so much left to be played there. And things can change very quickly. No USA. They didn't qualify. What's wrong with Team USA? Not the right chemistry, the right players, the right what? You can bet they don't want to not qualify in 2026 when 60% of the matches of the World Cup are going to be held in the United States. All right, I got to throw this one out here because to me, one of my favorite things in all of sports is to see drama, like with a walk-off homer, a walk-off hit, you know, RBI, whatever. And Jose Altuve really put pressure on Alex Bregman. He walked to home plate. The bases were loaded with one out in the bottom of the ninth. And he said, Bregman said, Altuve told me he's not bringing his batter batting glove to the on-deck circle, so I better get the job done. He hit a game-ending two-run double, and the Astros beat the Rays 5-4. They've won 12 straight. Now, remember, they won the World Series last year by beating the Dodgers. So they're right back where they started, doing the damage that they did last year. Because you know what? They've got great players. And they're pretty healthy. Speaking of the Dodgers and the Cubs, I'll throw this in as well, are going to play a doubleheader after the rain and a partial power outage. So there's a lot of action at Wrigley Field on Monday, but there was no baseball. It was the opener of this huge mid-season series rivalry between the Cubs and LA, but it had to be postponed. Rain. And then that power outage, they couldn't fix the power. So it's going to have to be made up. They're going to have this doubleheader. Ooh, that's good for the fans if they take off. Get the tickets. You get to see all that baseball. How fun is that? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.